Episode 2788, Let Faith Speak Louder Than Your Circumstances.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous extra long weekend. It's Labor Day weekend, and I'm enjoying tennis. Oh, yes, we've got college football, and we have the family in town. So my plate is definitely full, but I want us to clear our plates for a moment. I want us to clear our hearts. I want us to open up ourselves to what God has in store for us because He has a message for you. Maybe you're going through some stuff. Let faith speak louder than your circumstances. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. No matter what is going on in your life, when you let faith speak louder than your circumstances, God draws near to you. So I got to ask you, have you been blaming God for your circumstances recently? Wishing you were in a different situation than you are? Maybe you're facing financial constraints, a new job, a career change. Maybe you're trying to do something different, but you don't know how it looks, but you've got that huge question mark. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe your hope has been of something from this world. If I only get this promotion, then I will have done everything I'm supposed to do. Maybe you've lost direction in your faith. Coming off of the pandemic, it's hard to get back in the swing of things. It's hard to get back to going to church, to being in community with God. Maybe you've hit rock bottom because of stupid decisions you've made. Maybe you decided to smoke way too much and now you're trying to quit, but you tried to quit 10 times and it's not working. Maybe your health is a little out of whack and you just don't know what to do to tame it. Maybe your relationship with your family is strained. Maybe you're having a hard time with your spouse. Maybe your child's gone off to college and when you dropped him off, well, it wasn't nice, friendly, loving words that were said. Maybe you're facing an unexpected health crisis. You went to the doctor and now you're in a situation that you never thought you would be in. Or you have a family member who's going through something. Maybe you had your car stolen. Maybe you're looking at life going, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of it. Maybe you're suffering from a midlife crisis. All of this is happening in our world and so much more. And as much as you think God is not present, He actually is. The problem comes more from you and me. We tend to push God away when we don't get what we want. We're stubborn and ridiculously demanding. Who doesn't want their own way? But the real problem comes when we allow our doubt to overstep our faith. Are you caught in that today? Are you allowing yourself to be overwhelmed? You don't have to be. But when we are getting stuck in our doubt and our faith is crumbling, right? That's the floor. That's our foundation. All of a sudden, the floor, the foundation, your faith is crumbling beneath you. You feel trapped and helpless. How are you going to get out of this? What will I do? And oh, wait, God, why aren't you here? Why aren't you here, God? Why aren't you here to help me? You see, the real part of life is dealing with what life dishes out. But whatever comes your way, you mustn't let your faith be suffocated by your doubt. Too often we do. But no matter the circumstances, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. But you have to be willing to fall in order to be caught or picked back up. Where faith comes in. You have to be willing to say, God, I don't have this, but I know you do. Don't know what it looks like. And that doesn't mean that you're not doing your due diligence here. There are some people that go and say, God's got this, and they go stand in a corner and do absolutely nothing. Let's say you're facing some issues with your job and they're legal issues. Do you not go and seek out legal counsel? Because, oh, you're just going to stand in a corner and you'll wait till God comes. Okay, you could do that. But there's legal counsel here on earth for a reason, to help protect you. There are some things that we need to do for ourselves here on earth. But what we don't need to do is allow doubt come before our faith. Doubt's just going to bury you faster. It truly leaves holes in your heart. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says this, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." God's got you. Lean on Him more than you do the things of this earth. Even when the most tragic of circumstances knock on your door, show up well because God's got you more. Are you willing to do what God is asking you to do? Are you willing to go out on a limb, but safely? Right? You can go out on a limb, but guess what? He created a 12-foot ladder for a reason. Don't go out on a limb without some safety harness. Sometimes we can be reckless in our living. Let's just call it like it is. We make stupid decisions. We're careless in our decisions. We're careless in our actions. And yet we turn around and say, and I feel hopeless. Why? Are you putting all your eggs in one basket? Where's your safety net? Is the floor of your faith fallen beneath you? God's got you, but you have to let Him get you. And if you keep pushing Him away and not allowing Him to come in, then what's going to happen? You're going to fall a little bit further. But I promise you, regardless of where you fall, God's still going to be there. But you've got to be the one that opens up your heart. You shut Him out, He doesn't shut you out. So what is it going to be? Are you going to show up well because God's got you more? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You won't always like what life has to give you, but it's whose you are that gives you life. Focus on Him and only Him, and you will make it through. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.